Shalom, everybody, and Shavua Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of the double Parsha, Acharei Mot Kedoshim, we have 24 Psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear about the role of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He is allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim only once a year on Yom Kippur. And even then, he needs to bring a whole special avoda that we hear about in this Aliyah. For example, he needs to do the avoda of the Ktoret, one of the three hardest avodot in the Beit HaMikdash, parenthetically. He cannot wear four out of his eight begadim. And this Aliyah also describes the kapara that is achieved for the Kohanim and for all of Bnei Israel on that day. And the Aliyah ends with the procedure of the two goats, one being brought as a korban in the Mikdash and one being sent out La Azazel. This last topic of our Aliyah, the two goats in the Mikdash, is fascinating. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888, has a most beautiful perspective on this avoda of the two goats. Rav Hirsch wrote many Sfarim, and in the following idea is found in volume one of a sefer called Ma'agalei Hashana. It is the section on Tishrei, beginning on page Kuf Yud Chet, in the Hebrew version translated by Aviezer Wolf in 1965. Says Rav Hirsch again about these two goats. Two identical goats are brought into the Azara. The Kohen Gadol draws lots. On one lot, the word Lashem is written. On the other one is Lazalzel. And the goat which ends up being the one Lashem is taken and shechted in Kedusha and Tahara. That blood is sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It is the blood of this goat that ends up being mechaper for Klal Yisrael. And the second goat, however, is not brought as a korban. And Rav Hirsch, thinking about these two goats, says, imagine what these two goats must be thinking. The first goat is shechted. As we said, the blood is sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Think about what the second goat is thinking. Says Rav Hirsch, the second goat is relieved. He's happy. He's besimcha. He might even be haughty. He'll say, look how important I am. Look what happened to my friend. We were identical in size and in color, and he's dead. I'm alive. Look what happened to him, and look what happened to me. And then this second goat is walked outside, and his happiness and haughtiness grows even stronger. I'm free. And he walks along the mountaintops. Look at the view. And then the goat is taken to the cliffs. And all this time, his haughtiness is getting stronger and stronger. And he's thinking how lucky I am compared to that other one. He was killed and I'm alive. And the goat is just getting haughtier and haughtier until he is standing on the top of this huge cliff. And he's just, I'm the luckiest person in the world, free as can be. And then he is thrown off the cliff unceremoniously to his death. And on this perspective, after this, says Rav Hirsch, and I'm reading the Hebrew, Ha'ein elu shtei hadrachim asher nitnu la'adam libechira, ha'ein ze habitui ha'chagigi biyoter lera'ayon ha'gadol shel ha'bechira ha'chofshit, etc. Says Rav Hirsch, this is the most beautiful perspective and illustration of Bechira Chofshit that you and I have all the time. Sometimes we are stuck, in quotes, giving tzedakah. I don't want to give tzedakah. I like being wealthy. Why do I have to give tzedakah? Sometimes we're stuck, in quotes, in a shir. Or we're stuck, in quotes, in shul and davening's going long. Or we're stuck visiting somebody in the hospital, stuck. And why can't we be like that other person? Why can't we be the other person who's free and is happy and is besimcha? Look what's happening to me and look what's happening to that other person. And says Rav Hirsch, think of the two goats. Sometimes a path that one person takes looks good. in the very, very short run. But don't look at the short run. Look at the big picture. Do we want to be the one who is serving at Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Kadosh HaKadoshim, or Chalila v'Chalila, the other goat, so to speak? No way, not at all. We want to remember these two goats, and we want to be Lashem. We want to serve Hashem with all our kochot. We'll see the big picture. We're not going to see the little picture. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.